Got a craving alert. Today's GeoQuiz might make you hungry. We're looking for a large city in Southeast Asia. Its name means City of Angels. It became the country's capital in the 18th century. It's a big place. Roughly 9 million people live in this city, and it has fantastic food, and not merely in the big fancy restaurants.
The less aesthetic appeal a restaurant has, the better the food is going to be. You have to be a bit adventurous. These aren't pretty restaurants, so you need to be a little bit daring.
In fact, we're going to get a little bit daring when we check out the food in this Southeast Asian city right after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, a French band borrows from the Beatles and the Pixies. First, we answer our GeoQuiz today. It's a Southeast Asian capital on the Gulf of Thailand. The answer is Bangkok, Thailand. Now, even if you've never been to the city, you're probably familiar with its food, because you can find Thai restaurants just about everywhere. For the real thing, though, you've got to go to Bangkok itself. Not so much to the restaurants, but the streets. That's exactly what correspondent Jake Warga did. He first got a lesson from a Bangkok chef.
Whoever don't like spicy, just take a little bit of care.
A good way to learn about Thai food? Prepare it yourself.
My name is Somkit Chakorn Nong Phaisit. Today we come to learn about Thai cooking class. Everyone will know about the first one, Tom Yam Kung. Because whoever come to Thailand should be know about the Tom Yam Kung.
Tom Yam soup is the classic spicy Thai soup, and Thai cooking is all about cranking up the flavor. But I added slightly less spice when no one was watching. Food says a lot about a culture, and if traveling is a quest for the authentic, then the most authentic cuisine and culture in Bangkok can be found on the street.
I'm Austin Bush. I'm originally from Oregon, but have lived in Bangkok for about 12 years now. And tonight we are in Yawalat to check out what most people here, and I would agree, is some of the best street food in the city.
Austin writes guidebooks for Lonely Planet and researches street food. We find an open table right on the side of the road. Next to us, a stray cat is eating a whole fish skeleton, just like in a cartoon.
The less aesthetic appeal a restaurant has, the better the food is going to be for this type of food. You have to be a bit adventurous. These aren't pretty restaurants, so you need to be a little bit daring.
Braving spice, we ordered the tom yum soup.
And tom yum is a specific kind of sour soup that starts with a broth, and then they'll add lemongrass, galangal, fish sauce for saltiness, and a squeeze of lime. And it kind of incorporates this Thai sort of theory about cooking where you're meant to have just about every flavor in one dish. And I've ordered the most famous version, which is with gung, with shrimp. But tom yum gung is, other than pad Thai, is kind of the most famous Thai dish.
One taste of the soup and the inside of my head felt like it had been maced. It's kind of fun. We went next to a pad Thai stall, Austin's favorite one.
Sort of small, delicate dishes of pad Thai. Really thin noodles. And the rumor here is that they use duck egg because it's richer than chicken egg.
And it was really good. I talked with a chef, a very thin and very tanned older man, expertly stirring a large wok over a charcoal fire. Austin translates.
He himself has been selling for about 40 years, but this stall and all the people involved have been selling the dish for about 80 years. Fifth generation to sell this dish. Nam. Oh, okay. His nickname is Nam, means water.
The beauty of Thai street food may not necessarily be in the setting, but it is in the price.
So recalling all the different prices that he sold the dish for, and it started out at 3 baht and then 5 baht. And so now it's 30 baht, so it's about a dollar. And that's one thing that I find really interesting about Thailand is you don't have to be very wealthy to eat here. You know, anybody who works just about any job can go and eat at the same place that we're eating. I mean, the dishes that we'll have will cost a couple dollars.
And that's the thing about Thai food. It is like their culture. Spicy, full-flavored, filled with variety, and accessible to all once you know where to look. For The World, I'm Jake Warga.
Jake Warga's photos of Bangkok street food are at theworld.org.